FM 89.9 KMOJ, looking at 35 minutes after the hour. After the hour, 3 o'clock within the Twin Cities. And it's Walter Q-Bear Banks Jr. who got you locked in on the afternoon drive and getting it out there to you and keeping you in the know and letting you know it's Little Moments Count. Now, let me give you a little bit of insight about Little Moments Count. It's a connection with KMOJ Radio and Little Moments Count. And what takes place at Little Moments Count, it's a statewide collaborative focusing on helping parents and caregivers learn about the importance of brain development in the first 3 years of a young one's life. Now, when we're talking about that, we're also talking about 80% of the brain growth happens in the first 1,000 days of a small moments in interaction. And we're talking about playing, we're talking reading, we're talking singing. Anything that causes to deal with the movement of the body also deals with the brain itself at large. And I'm letting you know that if you'd like to get a copy of Little Moments Count, you can at littlemomentscount.org. And letting you know right now, I got Candace Yates on the line. I'd like to say good early afternoon to you, and how are you doing?
Hello, Q-Bear. I'm doing great.
Now, for the listening audience, give us just a little bit about yourself, because I know you've been in this area when it comes to serving, when it comes to the youth for the educational side for about 19 years. It might be a plus on that side as well, and talking about that childhood care and education. So talk to us. Let us know a little bit about yourself.
Yes, I have worked in the field of early childhood care and education for almost 19 years now. My children are teenagers, and they used to come to my program with me. I currently serve as Vice President of Equity and Early Childhood Programs at Think Small, which is a early childhood nonprofit here in the Twin Cities serving children, families, and educators all around the 7-county metro.
Now, tell us a little bit about when it comes to Little Moments and talking about the programs that you have over that way. When we're talking about Think Small, let us know the role over that way and what it's really all about.
Yes, so Think Small is an early childhood nonprofit. We provide a variety of programs to help support the success of licensed early childhood educators here in the 7-county metro and really across Minnesota. We also offer programming to support families of young children who are attending early childhood programs. We administer early learning scholarships in Hennepin and Ramsey County Child Care Assistance, and we also have amazing teams that support educators through coaching. We provide training support, and we have a variety of resources, and we are a resource ourselves to families, children, and educators here in the metro.
So when we're talking about Think Small, and we're talking about early childhood programs and benefit when it comes to the parents as well, can you give us a little bit of insight of how does it work to get it started?
Sure. So if you are a family of a child ages birth to 5 before kindergarten, and you might be looking to enroll your child in a high-quality, fun, loving, caring early childhood environment, you can contact Think Small. We can get you in touch with a parent specialist that can help you find a child care program maybe in your neighborhood close to where you live, or if you're looking for a program in the vicinity of where you work or in a different neighborhood, maybe closer to other relatives. Also, we know that some of the systems that families have to navigate are very difficult, so we provide some of that support in-house. We have a fabulous partnership with Northside Achievement Zone, where we provide a NAS scholarship specialist that works directly with NAS and the scholars and their families to help them find care and pay for care. We want to make sure that our families, in particular, our families that come from under-resourced and our underserved communities, are accessing the resources and accessing care that they need and deserve.
Now, when we're talking about under-resourced and talking about the communities at large, and when we have to line in the word of integrate diversity, equity, and inclusion, and anti-racism when it comes to that side of it. Can you give us some insight when it comes to the program of Think Small over that way and some of those lock-in services that exist when we're talking about a young youth and parents and understanding what's going on?
Absolutely. Our mission at Think Small is to ensure that all children are ready for kindergarten. And we recognize that here in Minnesota, we have a tremendous opportunity and achievement gap. And so our programming is focused on eliminating that gap And it really is supported and undergirded by our strong commitment to equity. And that really challenges us as an organization to first examine our practices, our partnerships, and our priorities within our strategic plan. And then it also challenges us to look at who we're working at in the community and who we're bringing to the table and who's being most impacted by the decisions that are being made in some of those spaces that we navigate. And we recognize that sometimes we have to give up our seat at the table in order for our families and our community members to have that seat so their voices can be heard. So we really consider ourselves to have a unique position to elevate voices, but we really want to bring voices to the table in those spaces that are critical decisions are being made that impact families in those very communities that you talk about.
And then when it comes to parents themselves at large, be it the mother, the father, the aunt, the uncle, in any line in that order, how can they get more involved with Think Small? And, you know, is there a number, there's a website, you know, that kind of thing, so that somebody that's listening right now, they got a youth that they would like to get and be a part of?
Sure. One way that you can find out more about Think Small is you can visit our website, www.thinksmall.org. Another wonderful resource that we're pointing to families to right now is also our additional website, which is www.mychildcaresavings.com. And that is a resource to help families advocate for the state to support lower cost of child care. We know right now the cost of sending kids to child care is literally astronomical. And we do a lot of policy and advocacy work here at Think Small to help push forward legislation to support a fully funded early childhood field and to provide funding for all children whose parents want them to be in an early childhood program. One way parents can get actively involved is by visiting that website, mychildcaresavings.com, and engaging with our cost of child care calculator, and then it will give them some information on how to contact their legislator to say, hey, we want you to support this work that is being done at the state level so that my child can go to a high-quality early care and education program.
Now, when we think about Think Small, but on a large perspective, what got you involved in this educational side and dealing with the youngsters and the youth in that manner?
Sure. You know, like I said, I've been in the field of early childhood for about 19 years. I started out as a center teacher working with toddlers and preschoolers, and my children attended that same program with me. And really, over time, I developed a passion for what I experienced as a teacher and an educator, having people to come into my program and to support me as a parent and as a teacher. And so as I grew in the field, I knew that that was something I wanted to continue to do and really focus on that element of championing equity in our early childhood system here in Minnesota. As I said, we have a large achievement gap, and that starts at early childhood. When we talk about reading, the reading gap that we have, when we talk about graduation rates, that all starts at birth. And so it's important that we address the achievement, the opportunity gap, right from the beginning. And that's what we are working to do at Think Small.
Well, I'd like to say thank you very much for the time and the opportunity. And ladies and gentlemen, once again, Candace Yates. And I want to say thank you again as well.
Thank you so much, Q-Bear.
No doubt. And ladies and gentlemen, if you like a copy of today's show, you can lock in at littlemomentscount.org/podcast, or you can lock in at Little Moments Count, and it's on the website, and that website at littlemomentscount.org.